the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 731. Today is the 20th of July 2020, and I'm your host, Ronnie. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Psycho. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. The motel is managed by a quiet young man called Norman who seems to be dominated by his mother. Janet Leigh's Marion Crane created a movie landmark with her shower scene. Review the title, see all 1,263 user reviews. The scene in which Mother is discovered required a complicated coordinating of the chair turning around, Vera Miles as Lila Crane hitting the light bulb, and a lens flare, which proved to be the sticking point. Another myth concerns Saul Bass, the graphic designer who created many of the title sequences of Hitchcock's films and storyboarded some of Psycho's scenes, claiming he had directed the shower scene. It is often claimed that, despite its graphic nature, the shower scene never once shows a knife puncturing flesh. We won't be able to verify your ticket today, but it's great to know for the future. By opting to have your ticket verified for this movie, you are allowing us to check the email address associated with your Rotten Tomatoes account against an email address associated with a Fandango ticket purchase for the same movie. 20 movies to watch if you loved Inception, Rotten Tomatoes ads shouted, and no moviegoer could have anticipated the surprises Hitchcock had in store. The murder of Marion Janet Leigh, the apparent heroine, only a third of the way into the film, and the secret of Norman's mother. Before Sam Loomis reappears, teamed up with Marion's sister Lila, Vera Miles, to search for her, Psycho already has a new protagonist, Norman Bates. If I were bold enough to re-edit Hitchcock's film, I would include only the doctor's first explanation of Norman's dual personality. Norman Bates no longer exists, but Miles had already made a Hitchcock film, gaining good notices as Henry Fonda's tormented wife in The Wrong Man, 1956. In these days of blood-splattered slasher films, it's easy to forget that Alfred Hitchcock's precedent-setting Psycho seemed downright exploitive back in 1960. Hitchcock was also on the set the entire time the scene was being shot, so Bass's later insistence that he directed it was only half true at best. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.